A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 22nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expected return of President Robert Mugabe from his annual leave.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expected return tonight of President Robert Mugabe.
Mr. Mugabe left Harare in late December for the Far East, where he usually spends time during his annual leave. Reports said the first family was in Dubai.
The return of Mr. Mugabe coincides with the demolition of homes along Airport Road in Harare. Mr. Mugabe last year said the homes must be demolished since they were built illegally. So what does the return of Mr. Mugabe mean? Of course, the country is facing a severe food crisis. About 1.5 million, according to the World Food Program, are said to be food insecure. And interestingly, Mr. Mugabe is also planning a big birthday bash in Masvingo. And some residents of Masvingo were saying that it is better for the president to donate the money to the needy. But of course, the ruling ZANU-PF party says it is going ahead with preparations for Mr. Mugabe's 92nd birthday. Gibbs.
What do you think about Mr. Mugabe's return to Zimbabwe? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter.
Onguka nasi, tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezveku dzoka kwava Mugabe vanga vachitarisirwa kuti vange vasvika nasi muZimbabwe kubva kuhoridhe kwavanga vari kumabhazuva asi paine nyaya yekuti ko kudzoka kwavo kunorevei tiri kuona nasi pane dzimba dzavakataura gore rapera kuti dzinofanira kupwanywa dzeku Airport Road dziri kunzi dzakavakwa pedo pedo nenhandare zvekuti dzinogona kuzokanganisa kana nhandare yendege Harare International Airport yoda kuwedzerwa. Nekudaro kutanga nezuro kanzuro yeHarare yakatanga kupwanya dzimba idzodzo dzakanzi navaMugabe aiwa hadzifaniri kunge dziri panzvimbo iyoyo. Pane kugadzirirawo kuri kuitwa nebato reZANU-PF kwebhavhude ravaMugabe riri kuitwa iro musi wa 21 February ndopavachasvika makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri 92 years. Vamwe kumasvingo vari kuti aiwa dei mari iyoyo iri kugadziriswa mabiko ebhavhude yapiwa vanhu vari kuyaura nenzara nekuti sangano reWFP rinotiro vanhu vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete nechidimbo 1.5 million havana chekudya muZimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yevombe zuro randaba lingalichona njani tinavapa lo Blessing hai siyaphila sibili omakama sasusumeleleke Blessing istorm leibuya kutwa nguJonas simelele sivisuluntu Jonas low uzazamani lati sifumbati zibhakela ye yeah. Kunapa ke zuro randaba esixoka ngakho namhlanje sikhuluma ngokuhambo kwaMugabe olokubuya ekhaya sizwile ukuthi okwamanje nga sefikile kodwa kakafiki bakhona kade besitsho ukuthi angafika khonapho ngezikhathi songazani sokuhlwile kakhulu kodwa ke lokho sizwa kuthiwa kakaphenduki ye so ukuphenduka kwakhe kodwa kungabe kusijone eZimbabwe sibonile ke ukuthi sokuqalisile ukuthi kudilizwe izindlu lezi ezithuzane neHarare International Airport lapho ke umnumzana uMugabe akhombela khona wathi lapha kumele kuwe sibili izindlu so sebekwenza khonoko kodwa ukuphenduka kwakhe lina likubona ngazani kungajoni sibili nxa selukhangela lina nxa lifundile ingene kathi sikuhlelo nasinombolo 001 202 619 2077
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening to you, Blessing, and evening, Gibbs. How are you guys in the snow of DC?
We are doing great, and we are bracing for the snowstorm. It will hit sometime this afternoon in DC, right? Around 3 p.m. Thereabouts until at least Sunday. But, you know, we are survivors. We hope all will be well. But, of course, we want to talk about the expected return of Mr. Mugabe. What does this mean, Gibbs?
That's a question, Mr. Mavinga. What does this mean?
Well, it is really a reminder to all Zimbabweans about the immediate and urgent unfinished business of President Mugabe's succession, which really urgently needs to be resolved by ZANU-PF and by the people of Zimbabwe, so that we avert what is slowly happening now, which is a descent into chaos, as evidenced by the factional fighting within ZANU-PF, which has sucked in security forces, sucked in senior civil servants, and sucked in the media, state media, and others. And also, it has made the government redundant. It has, the government has become really a sitting duck, unable to move forward because of the factional fight, because of the witch hunting. And so, really, this is an indicator that now is the time. Also, look, next month, President Mugabe is celebrating 92 years. And we know that ordinarily, retirement age is 65. And Mugabe, at 92, surely, for any organization that has got the future of the country of Mugabe in heart, it is about time that there be some kind of renewal and succession that is clear for everyone to see, so that we have certainty, we have credibility, and we can properly attract investors and people who want to work with Zimbabwe to move forward post-Mugabe era.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. And of course, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Tombo, enda kushivandu, Mavinga. Tichi tarisa kudzoka kwa Mugabe wa mwaru kuti apana zvino chinja munyika zvakanyanya. Munoona sei nyaya iyi? Pane zvingaitika here? Tiri kuona kuti nyika yakatarisana nematambudziko akawanda, sekutaura kwamaita mubato ravo ibata murefu bata mupfupi, nekune rimwewo divi vanhu vari kuyaura nenzara.
Panofanira kuti pawanike zvinoitika, and unenge kutori kutokumbirawo kuna vamugabe nevamwe vavanotonga navo, navo vatungamiri vekuzanupiefu, kuti veduwee, gadzirisai nyaya yekuti ndiani anotora matomo mushure mavamugabe, kuitira kuti nyika iwane donhodzo, nyika iwane kuterama nekugadzikana, tiende mberi. Iko zvino hakuna munhu angada kuisa mari yake muZimbabwe achiti ngatiitei zvekudzidzana zvemabhizimusi, nekuti havazivi zviri kuitika. Mune mvonga mvonga injake njake mukati mezanupf. Njake njake iyoyo yava kuita kuti mapazi ehurumende atadze kushanda basa, nekuti inenge yarwa nyaya yekuti ko ndianaka ari kunditevera, ndianaka ari kuona zvandiri kuita. Saka chikumbiro chikuru ndechekuti basa guru ringaitwa mugore ra-2016 rino muZimbabwe ndechekutotsvaga kuti ndiani achatora matomo kubva kuna vamugabe, kubato ravo nekuhurumende. Zvadaro zvobunza donhodzo rine runyararo mukati menyika, toziva kuti tirikuenda mberi zvakanaka. Iko zvino hapana chinombofamba kana chimwe chete, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachingobatana huro vachida kuti vaswedere padhuze nakuchingoona. Iko zvino mwedzi unotevera vanenge vachipemberera kuti vasvitsa makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri, 92 years. Haasi makore ekutamba nawo, munhu akwegura. Anoda kuti achipuhwawo mukana wekuti vachizororawo vachinyora zvendangariro vachitamba nevazukuru kwazvimba uko. Ndo basa guru ratinaro kuZimbabwe, hama dzangu.
I think we're joined by right now by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in London. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Dr. Spada?
Yes, I am there. Good evening, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And what do you think about the return of Mr. Mugabe? What, is it going to change anything in Zimbabwe?
I think we have had this for more than 37 years now. We have known that the president has, for many years, been held captive by the politics within ZANU-PF, and that he has no capacity at all to cause any change in the country or within his party at the moment. That, of course, how he left the situation as in Zimbabwe is what he comes back to, and he's likely to sustain that situation. Of course, he faces a number of problems that he hasn't faced before, including helping his party decide what it will do in the event of his absence to lead both the party and the country. And it hasn't been clear up to now whether or not the president is up to that task. And I think that's the biggest tragedy and also the biggest challenge that he has. And it doesn't seem as though he's going to be able to deal with it.
Mm. Of course, the return of Mr. Mugabe around this time every year coincides with preparations by his party for his birthday bash. And this year it is in Masvingo. And some residents were saying, the president must use funds meant for that birthday and donate them to people who are starving. There was a drought and there's another drought this year. But this party is saying they are going ahead with those preparations in the birthday bash. What is your take, Dr. Spand?
I think the take is that Zimbabwe has become one of those countries that have gone beyond the pale. The idea that those who are rich amongst us must have the funfare, must continue to show off, must continue to enjoy the best of whatever they can get out of the society has become so entrenched, and that therefore the president or anybody in his party is unable to imagine a different situation, a situation in which the president acknowledges that the country is in a dire situation and that therefore funfare must cease until such a time that the country is able to afford those things and that the rest of the population is able to afford those things. We've really come to a position where you could say that Zimbabwe is becoming that society for the few who are rich, a society that is very unkind, very uncaring, a society in which the most important thing is for the few to show off. And you can see this showing in politics. You know, when I was in the Students' Union many years ago, if you put up a poster campaigning with a suit on, you would never get elected. People would say, you work for the system, you're already too rich. These days, it's people with big cars and big houses and, people who probably fly in the air, who just don't use the road anymore, that are looked upon with kindness and as saviors. It is a pathetic situation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. For those of you who are just joining us at this is Studio 7, and of course on Live Talk tonight we are talking about the expected return of President Robert Mugabe tonight. Gibbs, tinemuterere kutanga ndimkoma Simba Rashe. Makadi mkoma Simba.
Kipo makadi.
Aiwa isu tiri nani sezva tataura vamugabe wangu achitarisirwa kuti vapinde munyika nhasi. Munoona sei?
Ndinoona kudzoka kwa kurinani kuti ndogara kuno ku airport padhuze nepa Dancer paputswa nasa.
Ku airport kwaputswa nasa.
Ku airport pa Dancer pari kuputswa mazwano pari kuputswa dzimba.
Okay,
Padura kudzoka kwao isu takatasana nebumbiro remutemo weZimbabwe kuti the right of shelter. Zvinorwadza kuona vanhu vari panze vaputsirwa vasina futi pekuti vangapinzwa. Sadatava kuti vakadzoka iwo vakaona that situation vaona kuona kuti vanhu vaitwa relocated here. uye kuti imidziyo yavo haisinyanya kuparadzwa here nokubiwa nokuti ukasvikapo dzimba dzakavakwa sofa zhinji dzacho dzaputswa dzine zaru yakanaka kudarika dzekunoue
ko asika nhaye mukoma simba mukoma simba tisati taenda kubirthday
vanhu vari kudonata ndo vari kudonata kakubirthday ravo mugabe saka hatingati kuitwa kuva kwakaipa
mukoma simba tisati taenda kubirthday iyo nyaya yedzimba dziri kupwanywa idzi ivo vamugabe gore rapera ndo vakati havasoda kudziona nekuti vanhu ava vakavakira pasiripo
vakataura kuti havasoda kuzoona but vari nyaya yekuti zvavasingadi kuzoona what the next step chichoitwa nedzimba dzakavakwa nevamwe vavo vatumwa nevamwe vakuti novaka idzimba idzimba idzi asingapuwi nevanhu vasiri vemupati mabig sharks emupati ndo aipa vanhu dzimba idzodzo idzi
saka poitwa sei takambonzwa kanzuru ichiti ichatsvagira vanhu avo pekugara hazvina kuitika
kwavari kunzwacho vari kuenda kakutori nevanhu vasizimba ikoko vatotoda kupiiwo masinzare saka vanoati ringori bhora rekurasisana chete
vari kuendeswa kupi mungaziva
vari kuzariswa kusaiti gota force kwananyanongo but iko kutoo nevanhu kudhara
saka dzimba ngani dzamaona dzichipunzwawo imi mukoma simba
kutaura chokwadi ndine imba yandaona about 13 roomd yakatovakwa neshamwari yangu yendotogara padhuze nayo imba yayo yanga yakanaka zvekuti kana kubhoradhero chaiko imba yanga ikwekwidzwa but zvashandisa nhasi ichiuya pasi hapana tasiyiwa makatapira achitswanyatwana nezvidhina zvese zvimwe zvanga zvakaunganidzwa zvisati zvatanga kuvakwa saka ndingangoti kubva pane airbot paroundabout kuuya kuno kuna chili willing dzimba dzese dzanga dziri palaini papo kusvika papurazil pane imba yepurazil murungu dzese dzataura fd down
asi kako hurumende kayanga yataura kuti vanhu vabvise zvinhu zvavo vasati vatanga zvekupwanyirwa
notisi iyo kana ikanzi 24 hours basa raitwa nemunhu for 5 months achivaka vachiona vasingatauri then mozosvika kuti 24 hours ndaona munhu inini achibvisa matiles epamba rori rakamira kuti risitakurezvtelme kuti pa-24 hours ungabvisa matiles ugobvisa zvii gotakura zvidhina zvinobudirira here pasina futi kokuti unenge uchienda
saka chivimbo chenyu ndechekuti vamugabe vagadzirise nyaya iyi
zvavachadzoka chekutanga tavanofana kuita nechokunoti of course vanhu vakati havasoda kuvaona ipapo paairport right but vari kuvaisa kupi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma simba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu nekuti udzawo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yenyu
zvakanaka itotenda imi vestudio 7 tokumbira kuti mungoramba muchingotipawo nhau dzinogusa saizvozvo
aiwa tinotenda ndimi munotipasa manyemwe tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs, you heard from Simba. He's we had to talk to him a bit longer because he's where the action is. He's near Airport Road where these demolitions are going on. And he's saying that his friend had built a 13-roomed house which was demolished today. And he's saying that he hopes that with the return of Mr. Mugabe, that will help. You know, at least you will see that people are suffering, you know, their property is being destroyed. And of course, I asked him, it's actually President Robert Mugabe who directed council to demolish those homes, saying they were illegally constructed. It would be difficult to expand the airport, according to the president. But he's saying people are suffering, property worth millions was actually destroyed. And he's saying some of the homes are actually you know, well constructed, better than you know what we see in the plush suburb of Borodio. On Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash, he said there's no problem because you know these are people who are voluntarily donating their own money. So people should not say no. Mr. Mugabe must not have that bash.
What is it? Umnumzana mapena e cholo cho ukututeni kulangaleke ematwele north. Baba mapena ungawuchona njani?
Ndiyatshona dipsi baba ndithone njani
hayi sitsholeke kuhle kakhulu ungaphuka ngikhona etsholotsho kolo
nkonkunzi etsholotsho
hayi kunjani nkonkunzi
kuyatshisa baba
ye natudaba ungathini mapela
ya siyabona ukuthi into ziyenzakala but sikhangele ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi zithole abantu abangabutha njengopresident weTanzania lwa sizabona ukuthi i-Afrika iyabe isithuthukile but as it is now sile challenge enkulu kakhulu e-Afrika ngoba abantu bahlukunyezwa kwenziwa yonke lento. So lesikhayela izindlu labo, abantu bengayakha njani izindlu bengela maphepha ecouncil. And kufanele iplan yabo improve ecouncil before you do it, ukuze i-building material, i-building yakho, i-structure sakho. So labo bona bona bayakha izindlu bengela authority labo. Kule challenge kifo. Ungaspend imali yakho entweni ongaziyo ukuthi uzayithola nje.
Ya, kuyahlupha sebili.
Yeah, you cannot spend your money ongaziyo ukuthi izaphetha yingathi imali yakho.
Nxa sesikhangela ke ukuphenduka kukamongameli Mugabe, kambe kuyatshintshana? Kuyakuqulana sibile zibaba?
Awusazi, awusazakali kathesi.
Kuyaguqukani ukuphenduka kukamongameli Mugabe, kambe kungaguqukani?
Ah, kuyasika mo akula nto ezaguquka, ilizwe liphele nzima le. Ilizwe kathesi akula kheshe khona kumabhizinisi. Abantu baphele nzima, lutho ulaludlile uyakuthwala nzima. Akula nto ezatshintsha, instead we spend, abantu baza spend imali eningi. Belungiselela i-birthday, imali leyo ingasolvi lutho. Ingawuthi ebantwini yona imali leyo isisiye emntwini oyedwa.
Ya, kukhanya kuyahlupha sibili. So manje kuthiweni phambilini khonapha ngoba kungahlupha phela nxa kumemetheka kusiya phambili lokho.
Ya, but abantu abakhona badeleki. Lo kungaba-advisor ba-advisor-ke. So, ukuthuma wedwa kithi kuwe. Ngani kungabantu abale ngqondo. Kuyafanele be-advise-ke betshele ukuthi no ilizwe alibiswa ngale ndlela. Ma ungumbusi welizwe kufanele ukuthi unakekele abantu bakho, wabona ukuthi abantu bakho vele i-future yabo ingaphi, i-future elizwe lona lingaphi. So ma ilizwe lingasela future kutho ukuthi sile problem enkulu kakhulu, sile challenge.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mabhena khona ngapho-ke etsholotsho. Ungadina lokusasa phela uphenduke ngomvulo, sihlangane khonapha njalo nje.
Siyabonga tibela.
Sibongele kakhulu eMabhena baba. So that was Mr. Mabhena in Tsholotsho. You know, you are saying that you know, the world is looking for another Makufuli, you know. If ever there's such a leader who comes in Zimbabwe, many things are going to change. But he says sadly there's no leader of that nature right now. And he says, how did those people whose houses are being demolished build them in the first place? Because he says whenever you're building a house, you need some council approval. But if you just spend your money and just pass, that's it. That's a problem. And the further said that, you know, businesses are really sinking in Zimbabwe because there's no money, you know, circulating around. So it's a big crisis. And he also said that the birthday bash, no, he doesn't approve of it. So it's a waste of money and all those kind of things. And he says for a leader, you know, in a country, you deserve your own leader. If you ever you don't want to do anything, you know, about it, that's your leader. That's how you put it.
Yeah. Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Are you still on the line?
Yes, blessing, I'm here.
Yes, the issue of these demolitions, what is your take?
I think it's unfortunate and improper that demolitions should follow the main pronouncement by President Mugabe that there should be such demolition. There is need for the law to be followed properly in terms of regulations relating to the right to housing and the manner in which evictions or demolitions can be undertaken. And these, in terms of Zimbabwe's new constitution of May 2018, should follow a procedure where there is ratification for an order from the High Court, from a High Court judge. So if there is such things are not there, these demolitions are improper and are a gross violation of the rights of people who support ZANU-PF. As a previous scholar has said, these people did not just wake up in this area. They were supporters of ZANU-PF, many of them. We were closely connected and managed to get this place on the basis of political connections. So there is need to respect the rights of these people and ensure that even in the process of regularizing their stay or their housing, there is no violation of their rights, not even because President Mugabe has said so. And so I think they really need to look at the interests and the rights of the people of Zimbabwe. The same applies to the birthday by President President Mugabe, look, in Mashingo province, where the birthday is going to take place, there is a Tope Mkosi dam disaster where 20,000 people are still today living in tents after their evictions in February 2014. And then to have a bash there is an insult to these people. There is need for our government to be sensitive to the plight of Zimbabweans. And to go to Chingwizi and say, instead of a lavish birthday, we are trying to alleviate the suffering of the people at Chingwizi, the 20,000, give them food, ensure that they have got a proper shelter and are properly relocated and given their compensation packages.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you. Gibson.
Yes, Lomnumzana Gibson Ndebele, Kulangalege Enkai. Gibson Nyoni. Baba Nyoni, ungawo utshona njani?
Baba.
Ye, kunjani Nyoni? Hayi, mbijana, kunjani lapho kukhona khonapho?
Hayi, kulungi besizizi, ngathandi kwendlala kuthetha.
Ye, akuphosele, akuphosa wakho khonapho sizwe baba.
Mina kunjithi ukuthi okungimangalisa ukuthi kathi manje phela ubaba umgabe njengobaba wethu, ukuphenduka kwakhe, uyabe ephenduka ukuzehluleka lokho okwenzise kwenzakile ukudiliza izindlu. Siyabakhathesi ngikhuluma ngezindlu, abantwana labo abadilizele izindlu abangekadilifunde ezikolo. Khathesi umntwana leyo zakhe sesuke uyabe suka ngaphi kwakhona esiye esikolo.
So
angaphila njani umntwana esale egangeni? Umntwana wakhona uphila engumuntu onjani? Bona abantu be-human rights ngabe kubona khona lokhu kusenzakala elizweni. Njengobana siza ukuthi abakhona abantu abamele lilungele loluntu, bakuphatha njani khonokho okwenziwa ngibaba njengobana phela nako kakubona?
Ubona ngani kumele bekuphathe njani Nyoni? Ye, kumele benzeni?
Angitsho ngitshela ukuthi phela bona ibaba lamandla khonokho phela lokhu kungangu ubona ubaba ekwenza mina mphela ngani sokuze utshengisa amandla akhe phezu kwabanye abantu.
So kumele ukuthi umbono wakho kuphele konke lokho
baba,
ubona ngazani kumele kuphele phela ukusebenzisa amandla akhe lokho
khonokho phela. Esifiseni sami ngifisela ukuthi ngabe kuyaphela sibile ndaba lokhu ngangikukhangela kumi ngendlela ekumi ngayo. So yikho khonokho okucina lapha kangikhuthazi ngabani, kodwa ngithi ngokukhangela kwami ngelihlo lami ngikubona ngani kudali ngabami phakathi kwethu.
Hayi, phosakele ukugcina baba Nyoni, phosele ukugcina khonapho.
Mina ngithi ngabe kuthiwa uhulumende wethu uyasizwela akami mbijane ndaba abanye abantwana abazaliwa kwizizini ezizinto azidilizayo ngabantu abanyani, abanye bakhona balama-8 years, abanye balama-7 years. Umuntu obe-7 years shwathile kambe ngayebona ingakilidilizwa ngendlela ezingaleyo uyabe thatha njani?
Hhawu, libekile sibili, sizwile baba Nyoni. Siza kuthinta futhi ngomvulo wezinto ongena kuhlelo. Sibongele kakhulu
Nyoni.
Yes, so Mr. Nyoni is touching on several issues, you know. He says, as father of the nation, is Mr. Mugabe going to come out of the airport and starts laughing at what is happening to the demolitions? And he says, what is happening to the kids that are affected, you know? Mm-hmm. Where are they going? And all those kind of things. He's very unhappy.
That's the question. Yeah. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live, so it does not actually end here. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kibs Dube saying stay tuned. Remember to follow us too on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. Stay tuned.